Today's shir is Schus for Shalom ben Bracha for Refuah Shleima. Today's shir is Masechta Ksubas Daf Samach Aleph. We will begin on Daf Samach Aleph Amar Aleph, seven lines from the top. Says the Gemara Amar Rafuna, Badaklan Rafuna Bachinana. Rafuna Bachinana tested us with the following question. He Imeris Lahanik. She wants to nurse a child. Ruhu Imer Shlei Lahanik. But the husband does not want her to nurse their child. Says the Gemara Shem Loi, we listen to what he says, Shem Tzarev Dida, because Rashi explains, she's the one that's suffering if she doesn't have the opportunity to nurse, the milk causes her pain. Another pshat that the Rambam suggests is that through nursing, a mother connects to the child. And since that's the way a mother connects to the child, she wants to have the opportunity to connect to her child, and that's why Shem Loi. What would be the nafkamina between these two pshatim? The nafkamina, the Beis Shmuel suggests, is if the request is she wants to nurse someone else's child, not their own child. So if the reason for nursing is because it hurts her when she has the milk and she can't express it, so, of course, it's better to nurse your own child, but if she can't nurse her own child, at least let her nurse someone else's child. But if the issue is that connecting to the child, she wants the opportunity to connect to the child, so that's only by her own child. But she can't say, I want to nurse a different somebody else's child where she's not going to be connecting to that child. And therefore, according to Rashi, she would be able to nurse someone else's child. According to Rambam, she would not. Huaymer lahanik. But on the other hand, what happens if the father wants her to nurse? Viaymer is lahanik, and she doesn't want to nurse. Mahu. What will be the halacha? So says the Gemara. Kalech the lav urcha. Wherever it's not the custom, not her family's custom to nurse, Shimon law. We listen to what she says. But says the Gemara, what will be the halacha if she comes from a place where people nurse? Vulav urche. But he comes from a family that women don't nurse. Mai. Basa de deoz linen. Ask the Gemara, do we follow his minig? Or basa de deoz linen, do we follow her custom? Upishtinale. And says Rav Huna, we were able to answer this question, Maha. Because the Gemara, we learned earlier, says, Oilima v'ena yiredesima. If the woman who got married to this man, she comes from a poor family, and he comes from a wealthy family, so she goes with his customs. If she, on the other hand, comes from a wealthy family, and he's poor, we go with her customs. And therefore, since here, the minig of his family is not to nurse, which was apparently something that was what wealthy people did, that they didn't have to nurse. Other people nurse on their behalf, so therefore she doesn't have to nurse. But Amar Rav Huna, says the Gemara, where do we notice halacha that oily ima, then you read the simam? Amar Rav Huna might craw, because the pasuk says, v'hi bu'ula spal, v'aliyasa shabal, she goes up in stature with her husband, v'layu b'iradasa shabal, but doesn't go down. The pasuk says by Chava, ki ha'isa em kol chai l'chaim nitna. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave her for life that l'tzad nitna. So the Mefarshim explained the pasuk says v'hi bulu spal. Really, what the pasuk is coming to teach us, the pasuk should have said is v'hi yesh esish. Avram Avinu was speaking to Avimelech, and the pasuk speaking, and the pasuk saying that Sarah is his wife. What does the pasuk say? Vihu balas bal, to teach us that baliyasa shabal. Another pshat that Avimelech gave Avram Avinu money, and the explanation is Sarah was accustomed to have a life of wealth, and at that point when Avram Avinu was on the road, he didn't have that level of wealth. And therefore, the pasuk says, v'hibulas bal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a situation that they should have enough income that she should be able to continue living on the lifestyle. The other limit is from Chava, where the pasuk says, "Kihi yoisa em kol chai," and we learn "lechaim netnu v'loy letzad netnu." And what the pasuk is saying is that even though after the chait, after the sin with the apple with Nachash, still, even though the woman was cursed, but we always have to remember that we have to show that respect to our wives. "Lechaim netnu v'loy letzad." Rameya Shapiro explains that the pasuk says, "Sarai ishtecha loy tikra shema sarai ki sara shema." So asks Ramey Shapiro Zatzal, shouldn't the pasuk have had to say ki sara yishma, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying sara will be her name? But says Ramey Shapiro that sin, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to Avram Avinu, "I'm changing your name from Avram to Avraham." So that means you're, and as we know, the pasuk says that represents ka'av hamoin goyim nesaticha. I'm making you into the av hamoin goyim. So it says Ramey Shapiro, if you're going to have this promotion, then your wife also must have a promotion, because as we just learned, olima she goes up for any redesimoy. So if Avram Avinu was going to, in this case, experience this promotion, Sarah Mienu also needed to experience the promotion. What's the nafkamina between these two limudim? So the Sefer Paris Yosef, what will be the halacha if after the husband passes away? If we say v'hi bulus baal, that means as soon as she marries him, she comes up to that stature. But if we learn from Eim Kol Chai, it's only as long as they're married. Another nafkamina is nichnasa l'chuppah, if they already had a chuppah v'loy nivela, but they didn't consummate the marriage. If we learn it from the pasuk abi bula spal, so it's very much connected to bia. So as long as they didn't have bia, she doesn't have this halach of oilim of any redesima. But if we learn from Eim Kol Chai, as soon as they had bia, as soon as she becomes a wife, only Marveni Red Sima. So we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah identified the various activities that a wife has to do on behalf of the husband. But the Mishnah says, as she brings slaves into the marriage, and every slave that she brings in, she has to do less. So the Mishnah says, Hichnitzla Shifcha Achas, if she brought one maid into the marriage, Enita Chefes Venem Oifavenem Mechabeses. She doesn't have to grind or bake or do laundry anymore. But clearly, Hashar Avda, everything else she still needs to do. But why, asked the Gemara Temelei, why can she not say to him, I brought you a woman in my place, so everything that I'm supposed to do, she could do in my place, and she shouldn't have to do anything. Answers the Gemara, Mishim D'Amala, Hatarchal Di Lada, this woman that you brought in will work on my behalf and your behalf. She'll take your place, and she'll do what normally is needed for me and normally for herself. However, who's going to do whatever you need? So Tosfos asks the question, where is the sense of fairness here? The Mishnah teaches us that if she brings a shifcha into the home, so she has less obligations, because she says that this woman is going to do what I would have normally done. So Tosfos asks, but that's to his detriment, because if he wouldn't have brought the shifcha, she wouldn't have brought the shifcha here. She would do the work, and he would have to support her. Now, he's going to have to support one more person, the shifcha. So Tosfos says that he is prepared to have a shifcha in the home, because it makes life easier for the husband. But there are Rishonim that want to suggest that she could only make this claim if it's her assets that pay for the shifcha's lodging and food. Shtayim, we learned further in the Mishnah, she brings two shifchas into the marriage, enem v'ashals v'enem v'veika. She doesn't cook and she doesn't nurse. Hashara avda. Everything else that a wife has to do for her husband, she still has to do. But ask the Gemara why. But Temelei, Eilis loch itasachrita, I brought another woman, two women into this home. The tarchel didi l'didach. So one will do what normally is done for you and for herself. And one will do what's done for me. And we'll have now plenty. Why do I have to do anything? Answers the Gemara, Mishum, the Amalah, because the husband could tell her, Kami Orchi or Parchi Mantarach. And the way the Rishonim explain, as there are more people in Shivchas in the house, so it's a wealthy home. And if it's a wealthy home, so there's going to be more guests in the home. And we need all these people, Kami Orchi Parchi Mantarach. And in fact, I saw that the Rishonim say, well, why can't the wife say, I'm not interested in having guests? That isn't an option. A Jewish home, of course, has guests. And certainly if there's a wealthy home that could afford it, they should have all these guests. Shalosh, if she brought three shivchas into the marriage, and a mitzasas amirta, she doesn't have to do the bed anymore. Hashar, Avda, everything else she still has to do. But ask the Gemara why. V'temelei, why can't she say to him, Elias l'cha achriti, I already have now three shivchas, l'orchi u'parchi, and now there's enough that can even take care of the guest. Answers the Gemara Mishan D'Amala, because he could say to her, nafish b'nei beis and nafish orchi u'parchi. The more that there's activity in this home, there are going to be more guests. So ask the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, however, yach afila abru nami, we learned that when there are four maids in the home, she doesn't have to do anything. But ask the Gemara, Abba, Kiva, Nami, even if there are four, when we say the more shivchas, the more work. So if there's more work, why is she off the hook when there are four? Answers the Gemara, Abba, Kiva, the Nefishalu, Messiah, Adadi. Once you have four shivchas in the home, they are able to help each other. And therefore, since they're able to help each other, she doesn't have to do anything. Now he says, it doesn't have to be that she actually brought the shivchas. If she is the woman that comes from a home, comes from a home that has the wealth that could bring such shivchas to the marriage, even if she didn't actually bring shivchas into the home, since she comes with a home that, and she brought in the dunya, that she deserves it, so therefore the husband she doesn't have to do all these labors on behalf of the husband. Says the Gemara, Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Echad Shechnisla, whether she actually brought the Shivchas, or Echad Shechnisla Mishal Asma, she didn't bring in that kind of Nadunya, but she saves up her own money not to have to work and be able to hire a shivcha. Once she saves up from that money, or the Rabbeinu Tam says, the husband is supposed to give her money for perfume and for other things, and she forgoes all of those luxuries. And she says, I'd rather spend the money on a shivcha, then the same halach will apply. Abba, so we learned, when she has four shivchas, she doesn't have to do anything, but rather, as we said, yeshevas b'katadra, she could sit on a throne. Even said at this point she could sit on a throne, need not work. Still, a wife is supposed to do different activities to show chiba, to show this connection to her husband. And what are they? Mazegas like kais. She's the one that pours wine for him. Matzas la samita, makes the bed. Machatzas like panav yadav raglav, and she washes his hands and feet. These are all activities that show the special connection between a husband and a wife. Amar Rav Yitzchak Hananya, Amar Rav Huna, kam lacha she'isha ois labala. All the different things that a wife does on behalf of a husband, nida ois labala. Even when the wife is a nida, she should do them on behalf of her husband. Chutz mimazigas akois, pouring the wine for him, batzas amita, or making the bed, v'chotzes panav yadav raglav. All of these things represent specific chiba, and since they represent chiba, it's inappropriate that a wife should do that when she's a nida. Rashi says, because anything that represents kirav chiba, that could create a situation that they may become intimate. And of course we have to avoid that. And therefore, the Tosfos quotes the Machzav Vitri, that while a woman is a nida, she shouldn't even give a key, give anything directly from a husband to his wife. And in fact, the Tanit Belio quotes a story. Ba'adam Echad, there was an individual, Shakara Harbe, Vishana Harbe, he was a big Talmud Chacham, Omeis Bechatzi Yomav, and he died when he was young. Vishol Eliyahu Navi Sishta, and Eliyahu Navi asked his wife, why did you, to try to examine what has happened? And she said that while she was a Nida, he was careful not to give me anything. So we see that when a woman's a Nida, she has to be careful not to give anything, and they had to discover what was the reason that he died. When we say hachatzis panim, of course it doesn't mean washing him, because as we just learned, the wife is not allowed to touch the husband when she's a nida. So what it means, says the Ramban, she's not allowed to draw a bath from him. She's not allowed to fill up the bathtub on his behalf when she's a nida. The issur of making the bed while she's a nida is only if she's doing it in front of him. If he's not standing there, less lumbar, we don't have this problem. Again, because we need not be concerned that if he doesn't see. The next thing that we saw was that a wife is not allowed to be mezigas akayis while the husband's a nida. Says the Gemara, Shmuel mechafla devisa. Shmuel would reverse beyond the smaller, that they would do mezigas akayis with the left hand to show that it's not being done the way it's normally done. Abaye manchal abhuma de kuba. Abaye would put the cup on top of the barrel, not in the normal place where he would put down his wife's cup after he poured for her a cup of wine. Rava Paisadja would put it next to the pillow. Rapapa would put it ala shafsel on the stool. All of these things. So the Gemara says that one should certainly not pour wine drinks for a husband while she's in nida. The Taz wants to differentiate between drink and food. He says that serving food is considered act of just helping someone. It's not an act of affection. And therefore he says that serving drinks is forbidden, but not food. The Re'eim holds that only when you have a combination of pouring and serving the drink, it's forbidden. But he allows a nida to pour a drink for a husband if she's not serving it to him, or to serve a drink for him which she did not pour. The Rashba says that this halacha is only by wine. Moreover, he says that the Gemara keeps on speaking about mezigas akayis. Mezigas akayis means that they looted the wine, mixed the wine. However, the Chochmas Adam says that paskins, that a nida is not allowed to serve any drink or food to a husband in his presence while she is a nida. But, as the Gemara said, if she doesn't do it in the usual manner, like Agamar says, she puts it down, she uses her left hand instead of her right hand, she puts it down in an unusual place, then we don't have to be machmer. Moreover, the Shach says that one could put down a serving plate. One's not allowed to serve her husband the food in his own plate, but if she's serving him, if she's putting down a serving dish that everybody takes from, that is mutter. Says the Rashba, that just as the halacha is that a nida may not serve drinks to a husband, the same halacha applies that a husband is not allowed to serve her. So therefore, says according to the Rashba, a man is not allowed to pour Kiddush wine for his wife if she's a nida. What he should do is set down the Kiddush cup and allow his wife to pour herself some wine. Or if there are a number of people present at the table, he could pour several cups of wine without designating a specific cup for his wife, and then the wife will take for one of those cups that wasn't specifically designated for her. Says the Gemara, Amar Yitzchak bar Chananya, Amar Rav Huna, Hakol Mashim Efnei HaShamash. They used to serve the waiter food we're obligated to serve the waiter food just like we have to serve everyone. But we can wait to serve the waiter his portion till after the meal. Chutz mi basar v'yayin. The meat and wine we have to give them at the same time that everybody else is enjoying the meat and wine. Amar Rav Chisda, when does this apply? The basar shemen with fatty meat, v'yayin yoshin. That it's unfair to make the waiter have to wait for these delicacies till after the meal. Amar Rav basar shemen, when the halacha of good meat is kol hashana kula. All the time, people want to enjoy good meat, and it's unfair to make the waiter wait till the end of the meal. Yayin Yoshin is betukufas tavis, betukufas tamas. In tamas, the wine is very delicious, and therefore, it's unfair to make the waiter wait for it at that time of the year. Amar Rav Anabat Tachlifa, have a ke'im nekameh de mashmul, and one standing from mashmul, v'aisele tafshile de arde. They brought him different mushrooms, a dish with mushrooms, a very big delicacy. Vilav de Yovle, if he had not given me to eat from it immediately, istakakni, I would have been in danger. Aravashi, have a kim the kameder of Kahana, vicely got gilded the lift of Bechala, they brought me a vegetable soaked in vinegar. Vilav de Yovle, if not that they had given me some immediately, istakuna. But Papa Amar, I feel a time to the chanidosa, even these delicious dates. Klol the misa, kol the isle recha, anything that has a good fragrance, visle kiyua, and has a good taste, if people want to eat it, we're not allowed to delay them from having the opportunity to eat it. Aba avu ba'i, minyam ba'i, chat sofim kalmina mimina, one would give to the waiter from every type of food that they were served at the meal. And one served the waiter only for one of the delicacies that was served at the meal. Says the Gemara, one of them, Elio, was spoke to on a regular basis. And the one who wasn't so generous, Elio did not meet him on a regular basis. What's pshat? Because Elio, somebody who has in him the midas harachmonis, somebody who cares about other people, that's the person that Elio Anavi will reveal himself. Somebody else won't. So I saw a beautiful pshat from the Ben Ish Chai. He says that we speak about Elio Anavi on Matzoy Shabbos. Why? Because usually, he explains that during the week, Eliyahu Navi, we know the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Kach Shidakah Shel Torah, what's the way a Jew is supposed to live? Pasper Melech Toichel. He eats minimum. On Shabbos, a Jew has the opportunity to be much more lavish, much more extravagant with the foods that he eats. And Eliyahu Navi, on Matzah Shabbos, sits down and writes what he observed in the Jewish homes on Shabbos. And somebody who at the meal was generous with every person, that's the person who Eliyahu Navi writes Matzah Shabbos his chusim. Another pshat that I saw is that we know that when we pour the fourth cup of wine by the Seder, and we open the door and we say Shvoi Chamoscha. Why do we say, and we greet Eliyahu Navi? Why do we do so? So when we pour wine and we have at the guest, all sorts of guests, what Eliyahu Navi sees, that's the home that Eliyahu Navi is going to come visit. Eliyahu Navi is going to come to visit the home where people are generous and have guests. Says the Gemara, Hanitati Chsidim, there were two Chsidim, Vamalei Ramari, Vrapinchas Bar of Chizda, Ma Kodim Sofi, one would serve the waiter before he took care of himself. Umar ma'achas sofi, one would only serve the waiter after he took care of himself. The kadam sofi, the one who served the waiter before he took care of himself, Elio mishtar badei, Elio would visit him. Because, again, he showed this wonderful midah of caring about other people. The ma'achas sofi, somebody who would delay and serving the waiter, Loi Mishtal Yov Adei Eliyahu Novi did not greet him, did not visit him. Says the Gemara, Meimim Azutra, Rav Ashi, Avakayasa, Piskadei, Be'ez, Gemalk, they were all sitting at the entranceway to the home of King Asgur. Chorav, Vasa, Trugna, Demalka. And the waiter of the king walked by. Chazir of Ashi, Lamazutra, so Rav Ashi saw Mazutra, the Chava Api. He got his face changed color because he wanted to eat and they didn't give him any of the food. Shokel bat spesei. So Rav Ashi took some of the food with his finger, vanachle bepume, and he put it into Mazutra's mouth. And as we're going to see, the Mefarshim all ask that the Gemara says that Masha asks that a Kodesh Baruch Hu protects the behemtim shel tzaddikim, the animals of tzaddikim, that they shouldn't eat something non-kosher. And here, as we're going to see in the moment in the Gemara, this food was pork. So how did it happen that Mazutra ate pork? So, says the Masha, we need to pay attention to the wording of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Shokel abetz basa enachle apumei. He only put it on the mouth. He didn't ingest it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly protected the tzaddik that he shouldn't eat anything which is not kosher. Amalei, so the waiter said to Rav Ashi, Avsatel sudus demalka. You did something terrible. You ruined the king's meal. The king will certainly not eat from this meal at this point. Amalei, so the officers, he called the police and they asked Rav Ashi, Amai tav rachi, why did you do so? Amalei, manda over hachi, Posel Malka. Whoever prepared this food, the food is not ready for a king to eat. Amalei Mai. So they asked him, what's wrong with the food? Amalei Dava Acha Chazoi Boy. I saw that there's pork mixed in. So they looked and they didn't see any pork mixed in. Shokal Atzpasei. So he put his finger on a certain spot. Anachalei Vamlu Hochem Ebedikusu. Did you check this spot? Botku. And they checked that piece of food, Vashkichu, and they found that indeed it was a chazir. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rabbanan, my tam asam chasanisa. How could you rely on a nes that this would happen and that would save you? Amalei chazoi ruach tzaraz de kaparchalei. This is not a nes. I actually saw that that this was the fact. And since this was the fact, that's why he did it. But the Ratvaz and the Chasam Sofer, based on this Gemara, teach us a very important halacha. And the question is one supposed to put himself into danger in order to save someone else? And we find in this Gemara, the Rav Ashi put himself into danger because he saw Mazutra situation. So based on this, the Ratvaz and the Chasam Sofer, this is relevant to a question, is one allowed to donate a kidney, which will, of course, put him into a weaker situation in order to save someone else? And based on this Gemara, we have a raya that one may do so because he put himself into danger with what he did with the king's food just to save Mazutra. Says the Gemara, Hahura Mor. There was this Roman, Damalahi Itasei, that said to this woman, incidentally, please marry me. Amalei Loi. No, I refuse to marry you. Ozel Isri money. So the Gemara says he brought a pomegranate, Palchiv Achel Kama, and he started eating it. And Komaya, as she developed an appetite, all of the saliva, Saralei, it bothered her that she wanted to eat this pomegranate and she couldn't. Balasei, and the saliva was forming a mouth and she would swallow it. Veloi Havlei, and he still didn't give her a piece of the pomegranate. Ad Zogla, until her face and her whole body swelled up. Lesoif Amalop, and then she said to her, Imasinaloch, if I will cure you, because she obviously got very bloated. Mincinally, will you agree to marry me? Amalei, and she said, in. Ozel Isri money. So he went and brought another pomegranate. Poli Vachel come up, and he peeled it in front of her. Amalei, Kamai de Tsarilach, every saliva that forms in your mouth, tuf shadoi, expel it. Ad the nafkamina, she kept on expelling so much saliva. Ad the nafkamina kikutsu de yarka, like, so pus that looks green like the leaf of a lulav, vatsias, and that's how she got smile. That's how she got healthy. We learned that one of the things that a woman has to do on behalf of a husband, Aisa Betsemer, work with the wool. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah specifically said Betsemer in, only with wool, but pishtun loy, but not with linen. Says the Gemara, Masnei Samani, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehudahi. The Tanya, ain't a kaifa loy lamed lefnei avav, the loy lamed lefnei bitoy. A husband cannot force his wife to serve his father or his son, or take care of the animals. She can force him to serve not horses and donkeys, but cattle. He can't force her to work with linen. Pishtun, when a woman works with pishtun, she causes bad breath. And it causes the lips to swell. The hanimili, but when is this said? Bekitnan remor. This is the specific type of linen that causes this to happen to her lips. Reblazimer, Afach Nisla Mey Shvachis, even if she brought 100 Shvachis into the marriage, she still should not sit around doing nothing. Shabbatala Mevil de Zima, Shabbatala Mevil de Shamam. Amar Malki, Amar Avada, Adbar Hava, Da Locha Ke Rab Elezer. That's Da Locha. So since the Gemara mentioned Rab Malkiyoy, the Gemara brings different places where Rab Malkiyoy was mentioned, and we're going to see Rab Malkiyoy was mentioned. Amar Rav Chanina Barei Dravika, Shvud. Da Locha is that if you have a spit that was used on Yontif to roast meat, Da Locha, it becomes Mias. The halach is, and the question now is it muksa? The halach is you're allowed to carry it and put it away, and we're not concerned about muksa. Shvachos, the halach that we just said, that even if a woman brought many shvachos into a marriage, she should still not sit around doing nothing. Gumas, that when we examine if a woman brought the shtei saris, she doesn't actually have to bring the shtei saris, as if there are pores from which those saris could come, she's considered a gedolah. We're all halachas that were paskened by Rav Malkia. Blurious. The halacha is that when somebody's receiving a haircut, the akum would have a specific style of haircut in the front, blurious. The halacha is we're not allowed to allow the non-Jewish barber to touch that area. Eifa mikla, the one is not allowed to put ash on a wound because it looks like he's making a tattoo. Gavina, the halacha that one is not allowed to eat cheese produced by Akum because they smear it with chazer fat, with pork fat, is all halachas that were said by Rav Malkia. Rav Papa says there's a different way of determining what was said by Rav Malkia and what was said by Rav Malkiyoy. Masnisin, anything that was said in a Mishnah or a Braisa, anything that's relevant to what we learned in a Mishnah or a Braisa, was said Rabbi Malkiyah. B'shmatza, anything that just the Gemara, was said by Rabbi Malkiyah, he would have off. The Simonach, and the way to remember, says Rabbi Papa, who said what? Masnisa Malkisa. Whatever is in the Masnisa is Malkisa without Aleph. My Benayu. So ask the Gemara, what's the difference between the first version of what was identified but was said by Rav Malkiyah and Rav Malkiyoy and the second version of Rav Papa that is the difference between a Mishnah or a Braisa? Ikimnai Shvachis, the halacha of Shvachis, because according to Rav Papa, it was said in the Mishnah, as we learned in our Mishnah, so it was said by Rav Malkiyah. According to Rav Acha Barei Dravika, it was said by Rav Malkiyoy. That's how Rashi explains this Gemara. Rashim Gamaliel Aimer, if somebody makes a neder that his wife is not allowed to do anything, the halach is yoytzev eating suba. Ask the Gemara, Hana Tanakama, isn't that the same as the Tanakama? Rabbi Elazar also said a wife should not sit around doing nothing. Answers, the Gemara, Ikka Benayu, the Metala Begaraisa Ketnaisa, Dadisha. If a woman spends her time playing with pets, or she playing with games? According to the Tanakama, according to Rabbi Elazar, that's not acceptable. She has to do something constructive. According to the other Tana, as long as she's not doing any, as long as she's doing something, it's good enough that she doesn't have to get divorced. Says the Mishnah, Mada Sishta Matish Mishamita. If somebody made a neder that on his wife that we're not allowed to have relations. B'sham Imrim, if the neder was for Shtei Shabbosos, the aloch is, then he has to divorce her. If it's less than 2 weeks, they don't have to immediately get divorced. B'sil Imrim, B'sil says that the neder is even for Shabbos Achas, even for 1 week. So the Shaz Chuvas, Noida Behuda, asks a question. He asks that B'Shamai's opinion is that Loigarish Adam Isishtoi, one is not a divorce's wife, Elm came Motzba Erevistava, unless she did something immoral. So why in our Mishnah do they have to get divorced? Says the Noida Behuda. When B'Shamai says in Masech the Gittin that person is not allowed to divorce his wife unless he found, only if he found her a Dover Erva, that's from the husband's perspective. But says the Noida Behuda, our Mishnah is not focused on the husband's perspective. Our Mishnah is focused on the wife's perspective. And when we're talking from the wife's perspective, if this is the way the husband is treating her, then the halach is that he should get divorced. Then they get divorced. Atamidim, Yoitzum Talmud Torah. Atamidim may go to another city to learn Shalai B'Shus for without their wife's permission, for Shloshim Yoyim, for 30 days. HaPe'alim, allowed to go out to work in a different city without their wife's permission, Shabbos Achas only for 1 week. Ha'in Amur B'Toyra. The Torah says, Oynosu Lo Yigra. A husband is obligated to have relations with his wife. But what is the prescribed amount? Says the Mishnah. HaTayolim, people who don't work, Kol Yoyim, every day. HaPe'alim, people who work, and they don't have strength, Shtayim B'Shabbos, twice a week. HaChamorim, people who travel with their donkeys, B'Shabbos, once a week. HaGamalim, the camel drivers, Achaz L'Shloshim Yoyim, once every 30 days. HaSafonim, Achaz L'Shisha Chadoshim, people who go out sailors once every 6 months. Divrei Rebbe Elazar. So Rebbe Moshe, and the Shas HaTshuvas Igros Moshe, Evan Ezra Chela Gimel, Simen Chav Ches, asks that a husband who hasn't fulfilled yet the mitzvah of puravu, of having children, every moment he has obligation to fulfill puravu. So how could such an individual, it seems from our Mishnah that the rules that are being stated in our Mishnah, what an amount, when a husband is supposed to have relations with his wife, is a standard rule that is under all circumstances. So ask for Moshe, but if the man has an obligation to fulfill the mitzvah puravu, shouldn't he have to do it all the time? Shouldn't he have to be intimate with his wife all the time in order to be able to fulfill that mitzvah? So Ramosha says that the way I understand Ramosha, is that the Torah, as much as the Torah wants us to fulfill mitzvahs, then that's our obligation, the Torah also sets it forth in a fashion which is the way people live and what's considered normal. So our Mishnah is identifying what is considered the proper normal way how a husband and wife have relations with each other. And that's all we're supposed to do. We're supposed to do what we're supposed to do. And will help that this couple, of course, will be able to have children. Our Mishnah says, the Talmidim Yoytzel and Talmud Torah Shloi B'Shus. Says Rabbi Yosha, why? Because a person can't learn, is not always necessarily successful in learning Torah everywhere. And therefore, if this Talmud Chacham says, I could learn Torah better somewhere else, even though his family, his wife, can make a claim and say that, why don't you stay nearby and you'll be able to learn nearby, he can make the claim, I know I'll be able to learn better elsewhere, and the Mishnah is teaching us he's allowed to make such a claim. Ask the Gemara, the halacha is, according to Beis Shammai, if a husband made a neder, they won't have relations with his wife, he could make it for 2 weeks. Ask the Gemara, my time, the Beis Shammai, where does Beis Shammai take this 2 week number from? Says the Gemara, Gamri, Yeladus Nekeva. The halacha is that when a woman has a baby girl, for the first 2 weeks, whether she's seeing them, whether she's not seeing them, she's tummy and then I'll have relations. from a zocher, the halacha is it's a week. Ask the Gemara, Beisil Nami Negmru, Biletus Nekeva. Why doesn't Beisil agree that we should learn from a Nekeva that there for 2 weeks they don't have relations? Says the Gemara. Imi Yeledus Karmilei, says the Gemara, correct. If Beisil was learning from Yeledus, so there's a good argument that it should be 2 weeks, because that's, as we just explained, is the amount of time after someone has a girl, they don't have relations. But Beisil Menida Karmilei. Beisil learns it from Anida, and Anida is a week. Ask the Gemara, B'mai Kamifki, so what is the basis of the Machloikus Beishamei Beisil? Says the Gemara, Masova, Beis Hillel holds, Mida de Shriach, Mida de Shriach. A woman being a nida is common. A man getting upset in his wife and making this kind of a nether is also something that's fairly common. Masav, whereas Beis Shammai says, Mida de Hugarmla. Who created the problem in our Mishnah? The husband, by making this nether. Mida de Hugarmla, learning from Yoledes, is also a similar situation, because who made her pregnant? Her husband made her pregnant. Since her husband is the one that made her pregnant, it makes sense that we should learn from the halacha of Yoledes. Amar Rav, says Rav, the machlokes that we have between Beisham and Beisil, how long do they wait? Ben Farish, where he expressly said how long this nether is for. Al Bastam, if he didn't put a time frame around the amount that he's going to separate from her, the halacha is they get divorced immediately. Shmuel's opinion is afil b'stam, even if he didn't indicate a time frame, nami yamtim, we don't immediately get divorced. We give it a 2 weeks according to Beis Shammai, the 1 week according to Beis Hillel, because shemayim se pesach l'nidroi, maybe in that time there'll be a way to annul the nether. Ask the Gemara, why the Rav and Shmuel have to repeat this explanation? Ha'pligi b'chad ha'zimna. They already had this machlokes. The Tanan, ha'medes ishto melanes loy. If somebody made a nether that his wife can't have any benefit from him, ad shloshim yoim, up to 30 days, yamet panis. He should appoint an administrator to take care, and then he'll pay him back. Yoyis mekan. But if the nether was made for more than 30 days, yoytzviyting suba, then he asked that they get divorced immediately. Vamar Rav, and there Rav said, lo yishanu, this halacha was only said album of farish. Al bastam, if they made the haneder without a time frame, yoytzil alter, viyting suba, they get divorced immediately. Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel over there said, afilu bastam, even if there was no time frame attached to the nether, nami yamtem, we wait, shemiyim to pesach l'nedroi. So we see this machlokes already mentioned. Answers Gemara Tzricha. The machlokes had to be mentioned in both Mishnais. Di'itma b'ha, if only we had our Mishnah by Tashmish Shamita, we would say, b'ha kama Rav. That's what, in our Mishnah, Rav is being more machmer. And even if there was no time frame attached, they need to get divorced immediately. If there was no time frame attached, they need to get married, divorced immediately, because there's no option. You can't say, well, there'll be an administrator, we'll have somebody else take care of it until they see what happens. Nobody else could have relations besides the husband. In that Mishnah, as the Mishnah over there says, the Efshe B'Parnas, we could find an administrator who will take care of her financial needs. Maybe there, Rab will agree to Shmuel, that even if he didn't put a time frame to his nether, we give him a little time to see if we could resolve the issue. And on the other hand, if we only had the Machloks, if we only had Shmuel's opinion stated there, we would say perhaps, Behach Kama Shmuel. Shmuel was lenient in that Mishnah, even though he didn't put a time frame around what he said, because Shmuel said there's always the opportunity to take a parnas. Al Baha, in our Mishnah, where such an opportunity obviously doesn't exist, there may be Eimei Moedei L'Rav, that if he didn't put a time frame around the nether, the halacha is that they need to get divorced immediately. Tzricha, that's why Shmuel said his opinion even in our Mishnah, that even if he didn't put a time frame to his nether, we try to see maybe they'll be able to resolve the situation.